We do have a little time for engagement, but I've got something to announce to you as well that continues the faith in the public square, which is as we go forward from this discussion, what we've been reflecting on and what we will have in a few minutes about faith in the public square. I'd like to let you know that your three bishops are announcing now that we will have a 56-hour prayer vigil for the diocese. We're calling the diocese into a 56-hour prayer vigil leading up to and through the election day on November 8th. In doing so, we will be joining Episcopalians from all over the United States in praying for an end to the extraordinary divisions and the rancor that have characterized this political season. We pray that civility and tolerance will replace the demonization of each other that has been so frequent in these past few months. No matter who wins these elections, we pray for a peaceful transition to a time when we will once again see the face of God in each other, no matter how passionate our differences. The prayer vigil period will begin at noon, appropriately on All Saints Sunday, November 6, and extend to 8 p.m. on Election Day, November 8. I know a number of parishes are already planning prayer services and vigils, and I hope others will as well. Whether that consists of special prayers at the end of the Sunday services, a healing service, a special service of morning prayer, noonday or evening prayer on Election Day, or more extended vigil as we're offering the opportunity for in this 56-hour time. I also specifically commend all churches in the Diocese of Virginia to include a collect from the prayer book, the collect called For Sound Government. If you will find in your prayer book, which you were handed when you came in this morning, on page 821, it's collect number 22. I needed you to have this thing because this collect because it includes responses that the congregation will make. And what I'm hoping is that on your church services on Sunday, October 30th, and Sunday, November the 6th, you will include this prayer with its responses in your prayers of the people during all of your Sunday worship services. And so as people who are Christian, people of faith, we call to bear witness to God's love for all of us in this season of division. Let us pray this prayer together to end the reflection time and open what time we might have for discussion. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, our governor, bless the leaders of our land, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and a blessing to other nations of the earth. To the President and members of the Cabinet, to governors of states, mayors of cities, and to all in administrative authority, grant wisdom and grace in the exercise of their duties.
Give grace to your servants,
O Lord. To senators and representatives and those who make our laws in states, cities, and towns, give courage, wisdom, and foresight to provide for the needs of all our people, and to fulfill our obligations in the community of nations.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
To the judges and officers of our courts, give understanding and integrity that human rights may be safeguarded and justice served.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
And finally, teach our people to rely on your strength and to accept their responsibilities to their fellow citizens, that they may elect trustworthy leaders and make wise decisions for the well-being of our society. that we may serve you faithfully in our generation and honor your holy name. Amen. Thank you. Please do include that in the prayers of the people on October 30 and November 6 for your congregations. I think it's an extraordinary prayer for exceptional times.